So this festival, 30th festival that brings playwrights to Spokane, to our area, we're really happy to have you in the studio. So who should we turn to first, Matt?
Well, we have Jean tell about her show. It's a little bit of a dark piece, maybe a hashtag Me Too kind of play.
Actually, he said about my play all that I'm going to say about it. it has a twist, and so I wouldn't want to give any of that away.
Right.
But I will say, we need to let you know that Matt, while he is the director of the festival, he is one of the playwrights who has appeared in the festival many times and now has moved up to directing the festival. So the festival is so important in fostering new works, in being a place where other playwrights who have been at this a little longer can bring their work and make an attempt to have it showcased. In my case, last year, even though I've been at Civic Theater since 1981, last year was the first time that I was ever involved in the Playwrights Forum Festival. I had always been working on other things, so I stepped in as a director and was in a couple of the plays. And like many people, I thought, oh, I could write a play. What's the big deal? So I started working on a play afterwards, thinking, I will. I'm going to submit a play. And I worked on it for the better part of a year. And I kept leaving it, coming back to it. Make my son read it with me out loud so I could hear it. And I've submitted it. Okay. So one of the most exciting things ever was when I got a phone call saying your play has been accepted. And I'm like, well, see, I knew I could write a play. What's the big deal?
But, so is it short? Is it a full-length play?
They're all one acts, and mine is probably somewhere between 18 and 20 minutes. I think others are, some are quite short. Mm-hmm. They have to be under 30 minutes, I believe.
The rules of the festival, all plays must be one act under 30 minutes. Some are just 10 minutes, very funny comedies. Some are darker and deeper, like Jean's play.
Yep. Stop. Don't say anymore. I've been sitting through the rotation that we're in. There are two separate rotations. I think Matt will say more about that at the end. And it's very interesting to see in the one act format how many different ways you can address the one act format. My play takes place in a bar, and the people come in and they sit and they talk, and it's just all about the interaction and the connection between these people. Other plays are much more active, and it occurred to me as I was watching my play that I made very few changes. I changed a couple of lines here and there throughout the process, but if I was going to go on with it, I would probably completely deconstruct it, rewrite it, and try to put in some action, because I'm sitting there thinking, if only the camera would swoop in for a close-up right here, and then it would go over here. So things that you find out that you didn't know.
How many actors at the bar?
There are three.
There are three. Who?
A bartender and two patrons, a young man and a young woman.
And it's called Working Girl.
It's called Working Girl.
Okay. We won't ask any more. Okay.
One of the great things about the festival is you do get such a variety of different shows. Some are, you know, going to make you laugh. Some are going to make you think. Some have a lot of pathos to it, like the one that Pam wrote has to deal with a ventriloquist who is suffering some health issues, and just a very poignant piece with her doll that also has some very funny parts in it, too. So maybe Pam would tell you about what her inspiration was.
Well, first, I really want to say to Matt and to Civic Theater, I've only been back here now a year. I was here for two decades and worked at Civic Theater as a director and an actor, and I was fortunate to be part of the group that put Playwrights Festival together. Brian Harnateau, who's the playwright in residence, came to Dorothy Darby Smith, Margot Ogden, Jodine Watson, Betty Tomlinson and myself and said, hey, let's start a festival. And we put together guidelines and were flabbergasted at how many people right from the get-go wanted to share their creativity in plays. So to come back here and actually have one of my plays involved in the festival is a thrill. In fact, I submitted it under a nom de plume because I was so scared to do it.
And she didn't have to do that because the committee reads the plays anonymously and without knowing the authors.
Oh, okay.
So nom de plumes don't help you. We don't know who wrote the plays.
But sure can hoit.
So you wrote a play called Donnie and Duty.
Yes. I had just come out of the throes of helping with elderly parents and am at that age when I'm thinking ahead a decade or two to the time at which you lose some of your productivity, a little bit of your identity sometimes, and sometimes a little bit of your faculties. And I wanted to make a play that was funny at times, not hit it real hard, but address what it's like to have been vital and to not be so vital anymore. And so I chose a female character who was a famous ventriloquist, kind of a la Sherry Lewis, but not with lamb chop. Her particular muse is a boy named Donnie, and that's what the ventriloquist dummy is. And it follows her in a couple of days at the variety home for aged performers, aged and infirm performers. And you get to see a little bit about what happens when you no longer can keep up with your profession. And the loneliness, but also the friendships that are made. In particular, her closest friend is Donnie.
Oh, so she has to face that.
Yes.
And yet you have a comic take.
Oh, yes. In fact, in the play, it goes back and forth between her room and the dining hall, where she performs for the rest of the residents.
Oh. So we get some of her performance.
Yeah,
with
you do.
Donnie.
Yes, you do. Donnie's a character.
And Duty is played by Spokane veteran Kathy Doyle Leib. So it's a great cast and great performance.
Oh, yes, yes. Kathy is so wonderful to work with. I worked with Jean many, many times, a brilliant actress and a wonderful director. So it's kind of thrilling, too, that we're sharing this experience together all these years later as playwrights in the festival.
Yeah. And we've got Matthew Weaver, too.
Before we go to Matthew Weaver, I have a question, Matt.
Okay.
Do all of these playwrights then direct their plays?
No, none of them can direct their own play. We all have local people who are directing shows, people you would, regular people who have directed shows before, and actually a few new people too. David Hardy, I think this is Gene's son, is his first time directing in the festival.
Dominic
Betts is his first time, but we also have veterans like Kathy Doyle Leip is directing one of the shows. Jamie Flannery is directing one of the shows.
Heather
McHenry Crutch. So we've got
Jerry.
And Jerry Serio, people who everyone in the community would know and knows their work.
Mm-hmm. So do the playwrights get to argue with the directors?
Well, here's the thing. We encourage the directors to try and bring the playwright's vision to the stage. That's the goal. So the local playwrights come to any of the rehearsals they want to. The people who are out of town, if they can make it into town, they're welcome to come. If not, we encourage the directors to maybe do FaceTime or some other way to involve them in the rehearsal process. Because the idea is to workshop their shows, because these are all works in progress. And I think for any writer, until you're dead, everything you have is a work in progress. Mm-hmm. And our shows have talkbacks with the audience at the end of each night's performance, which is really one of the most fun parts of the festival, because the audience gets to tell the playwrights, hey, this is what I think of your show, this is where you succeeded, and this is where you might need to consider making some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these shows go on to be produced in other venues. Some go on to be published. So it's really a helpful part of the process. And wow. Matthew's been through that a few times. He can tell you about it.
Yes, Matthew. If you'll pull into the microphone, please.
Sure.
Tell us about your play.
My play is called Sebastian and Chloe, and it's about a couple on the evening of their 50th wedding anniversary. They've just come from a celebration with the kids, the grandkids, more great-great-grandkids are on the way. And they find out the truth about how the evening that they met. And it stars Deborah Brooks, Gary Pierce, Addie McAllister, Avery Hammock, Murphy Kettrick, Jack Griffin, and Kathy Doyle Leip is actually directing the play, and our rehearsal stage manager is Carol Lee Young.
So you have a huge cast here for a one-act play.
And it's a 10-minute, so.
And it's 10 minutes.
You have to kind of strike that balance as the playwright of this is my piece, but you're turning it over to people who are going to take it and care for it as much as you do. And so I try very hard to be low maintenance, but I popped into the first reading, which was wonderful, and then I popped in about a week or so ago to see how things were going, and it's so much fun to sit and participate.
And we're trying to be careful here not to give away any spoilers, but some of these shows have twists that are so great that the audience will never see coming and are just a delight. And Matthew's show is one of the shows like that. So without giving anything away, come see it because you will love the twist in his show.
Okay. So these are one act, some as short as 10 minutes, longest 30 minutes. So how many in an evening?
So there's two rotations. Rotation A has 5 shows, and Rotation B has 4 shows. And the whole evening, it's basically, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours of shows that you're going to see. And if you want to stay for the talk back, that's probably another 20 minutes.
Okay, so an hour and a half to 2.5, somewhere in there. And you say they start at what time?
7:30 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 2 p.m. on Sunday. And tickets are only $15, which if you think about, you know, how many shows you get to see for that, that's quite a value.
Oh, that is. So you have 9 shows. It's 5 on one night, 4 on another. So 2 evenings, one could get to see all these plays.
Mm-hmm. It's really exciting, too, because it runs the gamut. There's mystery, there's suspense, there's rom-com, there's noir, you know, and there's reality, and then there's not so real, kind of fantasy-ish. It's amazing the creative spirit that these playwrights have put into the shows. It's just so exciting to see this kind of thinking and work in the region.
Yes, and it goes against that cliche that there's nothing going on.
Oh, yeah.
There is so much going on
yes.
in Spokane, and this is one of those experiences that our listeners would be really interested in.
Oh, I think they'd love it.
The festival kind of fosters creativity. You get to I've been a participant before, but I like to go just to see what other people are doing and what they're working on and say, oh, that's just fascinating. I think a couple of years ago, there was a gentleman who fell in love with a bookcase was one of the plays. And just, you never know what you're going to get. It's essentially you take and you hand to a playwright, you have 10 minutes to 30 minutes, play with it.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. that's the approach I try to take, but just.
There really is something for everyone, and if one play doesn't grab you, don't worry, in 10 minutes there'll be another one.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in today. And Matt, would you tell the audience again what's coming up? Give us the overview and the times and dates.
Sure. The festival runs tomorrow night through June 17th, Thursday through Sunday. Call Spokane Civic Theater for tickets at 325-2507. Also available on their website and at Tickets West. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Bob and Pat Meilbrecht, and also let the people know that there is a playwrights gathering on Saturday, June 16th from 1 to 3 p.m., and that's free. That's just for people who are interested in playwriting. There's a panel discussion. If you've written before, if you've never written before, you just want to see what it's all about, that's going to be in the Studio Theater on June 16th.
June 16th, which is a Saturday, at what time again?
1 to 3 p.m.
From 1 to 3. So and somebody some high school person, some college person, some
retired person.
Yes,
there'll be a panel of writers and producers there. Brian Harnito will be leading that. There'll be snacks, so come for the cookies.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much. And let me then thank once again our three playwrights, Matthew Weaver, Pam Kingsley, Gene Hardy, and the festival director, Matt Hargett, from the Spokane Civic Theater's 30th Playwright Festival Forum.